Look, we are looking at some of these schemes that's going on at the minute, and they make absolutely zero sense from car point of view. Now, if the idea is to get everybody out of a car, they are going the right way about it. But we are still trying to provide a service. You're trying to get people to work, school, races, college, hospital appointments, and we are just beating gridlock. And I do fear for our service in September, trying to deliver a service in the morning, evening, during the day. And look, all I want is somebody to stand up and say, this is the plan, this is the idea behind it all. Have we got it wrong? Possibly, did we think that the design looked better than the implementation? And somebody stood up and says, you know what, hey, we got it wrong. I would be more than delighted to say, well done. But the problem is there nobody answering any of these questions? Narrow enough lanes, sticking away filter lanes, sticking away turning lanes. It's, for a better word, it's madness and lunacy. I
suppose this meeting this evening is a result of much frustration, and Mary T. Sweeney had posted she's encouraging everybody to come together. Do you hope that by joining voices, that be, you know, just, you know, motorists, taxi drivers, ambulance workers, do you hope that by combining all those voices that there will be actual action coming from it?
I would hope, yeah, to be honest, I would hope after tonight that there's a committee formed, and I was invited during the week. I think a legal action is now necessary. I'm hoping that maybe somebody from the legal profession is here tonight that could guide us. But my biggest outcome for the night would be a committee form, because I don't believe we should stand waiting for our public representatives. Any business affected by it, all businesses are affected by it, because the customers aren't coming. That's town Thursday, Friday, the day. It's eerily quiet. And so employers have to be looking, and employees have to be worried about jobs, and the protection of jobs now is the next game of the game. And that is the biggest concern now. And I just hope maybe that there's a committee formed tonight to move forward, that ask the council all these questions that we need answered. And I say, if the council are willing to come up with answers, and I would hope it has, I would say thank you very much. And that's kind of the crux of the night's meeting. I have my own way to get my message across. So I don't want to be sat there the night giving more stories. I just want action, really, for a love after tonight.